Title: SBA Annual Scorecard Shows Federal Government Continues to Prioritize Small Business Contracting. Content: The U.S. Small Business Administration, SBA, recently released its annual procurement scorecard, demonstrating the federal government's continued prioritization of small business contracting and subcontracting. In 2021, the government awarded $154.2 billion in federal prime contracts, an increase of $8.5 billion over the prior year, with at least an additional $72 billion in small business subcontracts, a decrease of $10.8 billion from the prior year. These subcontracting figures continue the trend from prior years, which may lead to increased scrutiny of small business subcontracting plans to reverse the perceived decline. In 2020, small business subcontracting decreased by an estimated $7.9 billion. Overall, the government yet again exceeded the service-disabled veteran-owned small business goal of 3% and more than doubled the small disadvantaged business goal of 5%, but continued to struggle to meet the 5% women-owned small business and 3% HUB-zoned small business goals. The SBA released these figures in its FY 2021 Small Business Procurement Scorecard, available here. Federal Government Small Business Contracting Goals versus Results. Prime Contracts FY 2021 Goal. FY 2021 Contracts Increase / Decrease from FY 2020, in total percentage point change. FY 2021 Contract Dollars Small Business 23% 27.23% plus 1.21% $154.2 billion Service Disabled Veteran-Owned Small Business 3% 4.41% plus 0.13% $25.0 billion Small Disadvantaged Business 5% 11.01% plus 0.47% $62.4 billion Woman-Owned Small Business 5% 4.63% to 0.22% $26.2 billion HUB-Zone 3% 2.53% to 0.16% $14.3 billion The prime contract dollar value increased from FY 2020 figures in every category except women-owned small businesses, largely due to the higher total overall government spending in FY 2021. The actual number of small businesses receiving prime contracts also decreased from FY 2020, a trend that continues from FY 2019, as we discussed previously. There were 4,062 fewer small business government contractors in FY 2021 than FY 2020, and 8,719 fewer than FY 2019, seeming to indicate that small business government contractors are growing and/or consolidating, but new small businesses are not entering the marketplace to replace those that leave, for a variety of reasons, including sizing out, mergers and acquisitions, and businesses shuttering their doors. Notably, the government increased the percentage of contracts awarded to small disadvantaged businesses, a stated priority we discussed last year that was formalized via Executive Order 13985 on January 20, 2021. For the first time ever, the government awarded more than 11% of prime contracts to small disadvantaged businesses, a $3.4 billion increase in spending since FY 2020, reaching the administration's goal 1 year earlier than expected. Opportunities should continue to increase in this sector. The president set a 15% goal by FY 2025, but it remains to be seen whether they will go to existing small disadvantaged businesses, or if new businesses will be motivated to pursue federal opportunities. In response to a July 2021 Office of Management and Budget, OMB, report to the President identifying difficulties small businesses face entering and navigating the federal marketplace, an OMB memorandum provided government-wide steps to address those challenges. These include new entrant management tools, strengthened procurement forecasting capabilities, improved data management, increased transparency for federal agencies and interested businesses, as well as encouragement for the agency equity teams for procurement established under the executive order to pursue additional agency-specific strategies. The government continues to grapple with small business subcontracting goals as shown below. The U.S. government met its 29.36% small business subcontracting goal, which, interestingly, decreased from the FY 2020 goal, and 5% woman-owned small business goal, but? Just as in FI 2019 and FI 2020? Failed to meet its subcontracting goals for small disadvantaged businesses, service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses, and HUB-owned businesses. The government generally requires large businesses to subcontract to small businesses and submit a small business subcontracting plan outlining the businesses' subcontracting goals in each category. But we have not seen increased pressure from the government on large business primes to focus on SPE.